Yeah, so it's a great question about how does resurrection really happen? Does God utilize the DNA? I think it's very likely he does. DNA has been found, human DNA has been found that's thousands and thousands of years old. Certainly God could reassemble without DNA, since he knows everything and he can do anything. But it is interesting that prior to DNA, people would ask the question, they go, there was not even a conceivable basis upon which it could be done. It just doesn't exist anymore. Well, of course, the best argument then would be, that's really not a problem for God. I mean, he can, but we also know it does exist. Atoms and molecules still exist, and they are part of the ecosystem. And so people who lived and died thousands of years ago may be part of a wall. They may be part of a book. They may be part of your own body. I'm not trying to freak anybody out here, but atoms and molecules, because they're just part of the creation. Now, God can put that all back together without any difficulty. Now, some people point out that all the atoms and the molecules of your body, about every 7 years or so, you have completely new. I mean, I don't have anything in my body now that was part of it in terms of the molecular structure eight, 9 years ago. Okay. Now, in terms of how God will do it, I mean, DNA is programming of everything that we are physically. Now, what we have become in terms of our minds and emotions is not all in the DNA, because life experience has, you know, contributed to that. How God exactly will do it, I don't know, but in relationship to your question about cremation or people who have died at sea, I think that presents no problem in that the cremated body today is simply fast-forwarding to a state that somebody's body who died 500,000 years ago has long been in already anyway. Now, when people ask the question about do I believe in cremation, I think the biblical example is for burial, even though the burial then wasn't exactly the way we bury. It was normally in caves and that sort of situation, but it would be burial in the sense of not destroying the body. I think part of that came out of respecting the body as God created and letting it go the way that it will go, which is deterioration, rather than doing what the heathens did, which was often to burn the corpses. But I am not calling anyone a heathen who has made the choice of cremation, just to make that clear. But if you're talking about, if somebody comes to me after the fact and they say, I really don't think I should have, cremated the body of my loved one. I think I made a mistake. I minimize it then, because, if it was the wrong choice, it was the wrong choice, and I'm not going to help the situation now. And if they think they've really done wrong, confess it. And ask God to forgive you. But I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying if that's how you feel. But if you are considering it, as many people are, I think you're on safe grounds to do burial, because that's the model that we see in Scripture. But not probably ultimately an important issue.
Okay.